Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning, everybody, as we move forward through the Word of God. And y'all already know what I'm going to say. It is a great word this morning. It is a great word. God is so good. And we just got to give God praise every day. Oh, Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. That's what we got to give, an exalting to our Father, to let him know how much we appreciate a new day. Every morning, I tell God, as I'm telling you, I'm thankful, I'm grateful, and I'm blessed to be a child of God. I'm thankful, grateful, and blessed to have a do-over. Because somebody did not wake up this morning. Every day, give God praise. Hallelujah for this new day. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, for your mercy, for your goodness, for your kindness, for your love toward me. Father God, I lift up this word this morning, asking you, Lord God, to increase as I decrease, Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart, Lord God, be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength. And you, Lord God, are my holy redeemer. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, I can only say thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice of your son's life for me, a sinner, saved by grace. Father God, I lift up those listening today, asking you to bless them each with overflow. Give them those the best blessings, oh God. Give them everything they need and more than they could ever desire so that they can help others. Father God, let us all pay forward the blessings that you have given us. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for your holy word, and I pray that it touches someone's heart, someone's mind, and someone's spirit today. For you, Lord God, are absolute in my life. You woke me up, and all I can say again is I'm thankful for the new offer. In Jesus' name, increase, Lord, as I do too. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, we got some word this morning. We are coming out of Isaiah, starting at chapter 23 on this Old Testament Friday. We are back. We are back to our 7 a.m. time. Grateful that I had a week and some change, as they say, with my grandchildren. It made me remember what it was like as a 30-something to jump up early in the morning, make sure this is done, that is done, drive kids to school, then get to work. I realized I'm not young anymore, but I had a ball. It made me feel young again. So I thank God for my daughter and my son-in-law and just my family for all stepping up to the plate, for my sister who also helped out. Just thanking God today for just his grace and blessings. thanking God for all those in my life. As they say, it takes a village to raise a child. My oldest granddaughter also stepped up. She was my fighting girl. She continues to be my fighting girl. She's got the kiddos today, and just awesome. So shout out to my granddaughter, Leah. You know, a awesome young woman of God who loves to come to church. So I thank God for that. You know, you, as they say, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart from it. As she told me, she said, I love going to church. I after she turned around, I think I shouted for about a 15 minutes because it just touched my heart because she's been with me going to church for a long time. You know, her brother has been in church all his life. And I loved it when he got in the car the other morning or the other afternoon. He asked me, he said, is God everywhere? And I just wanted to cry. And I said, yes, he is. And he said, and did he make everything? I said, yes, he did. And he said, okay. And that's all he needed to know, was that God was everywhere and that he made everything. And he was good with that. Because we have been in Genesis. So what I'm doing with you this morning, I do with him at night. And we started in Genesis, in his children's Bible. I love the fact that he caught on, that he got it, that he told his dad that Adam and Eve didn't eat an apple. They just ate some special fruit off a tree that God made, and they wasn't supposed to eat. But the sneaky snake tempted them, and they did it anyway. And he said, him did it anyway. So read to your children. Get your babies those children's Bibles. And watch God work in their life. I'm all filled up thinking about it. And I'm going to miss them this week coming up because they back home with Dad and Mom, and I'm going to miss them. I'm going to miss them. But the one good thing is I'll see them on Sunday at church. So thanking God for a daughter that brings the children to church as well. And, you know, praying for everybody else. So thanking God for all of you. Let's get into our word. And I am just filled up when I think about the goodness of God. And how he, all the things done for me. You know, yes, I struggle just like everybody else. But, oh, Lord, you are my God. And I will exalt you. We got to have that in our spirit every day. You, oh, Lord God, are my God. Oh, Lord, you are my God. And I will exalt you. Exalt the Lord today in just how you act. How you treat your fellow man. And I'm going to shout out. I'm trying not to get in politics on this show. But I will just say this. To Martha's Vineyard, you are living that Matthew chapter 7 word. When they were hungry, you fed them. You clothed them. You gave them shelter. That's what God wants us all to do. Help somebody other than yourself. Pay it forward. Pay it forward. I'm going to pay it forward as long as I live because I know where I came from, and I would never forget that God blessed me. God blessed my mother. God blessed my family. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for your blessing. So keep that in your heart today. Let us be Christians and not in name. Let us be as Jesus did. Let us be a part of the way, the truth, and the life. Which is in Christ Jesus. I don't have to have a moniker. I don't have to be called a Christian. All I want to be called is a believer in Jesus Christ and a follower of Father God, doing unto others as I would have them do unto me, and following those greatest commandments, to love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind. And to be like that second and greatest commandment, to love my neighbor as I love myself. which is why I love doing what I do as a part-time job. It's not a job to me. It's a calling, and that is to take care of others, to go from the executive office to cleaning the bathroom. It's all right with me because it's a calling. God will humble you. God will humble you. Take it as it is, building your character, helping you to be more compassionate, helping you to care about others, helping you pay it forward. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Now, I do need to get into this word. And if there's a burden against us, well, you shift up ties. But it is laid waste, no harbor, from the land of Cyprus. It is revealed to them. Be still, you inhabitants of the coastland, you merchants of Sidon, whom those who cross the sea have filled. And on a great waters the grain of it, Shahar. The harvest of the river is a revenue, and she is a marketplace for the nations. Be ashamed, O Sidon. For the sea has spoken, the strength of the sea, saying, I do not labor nor bring forth children, nor do I rear young men, nor bring up virgins. When the report reaches Egypt, they also will be in agony at the report of Tyre. Cross over to Tarshish, where you inhabitants of the coastland, joyous city, whose iniquity is more antiquity is more ancient than, whose feet carried her far off to dwell. Who has taken this counsel against Tyre and crowned the crowning city, whose merchants are princes, whose traders are the honorable of the earth? The Lord of hosts has proposed it, to bring to dishonor the bride of all glory, to bring into contempt all the honorable of the earth. Overflow through your land like rivers, O daughter of Tyre. There is no more strength. He stretched out his hand over the sea. He shook the kingdom. The Lord has given a commandment against Canaan to destroy strongholds. And he said, you will rejoice no more, O you oppressed virgin daughter of Sidon. Arise, cross over to Cyprus. There also you will have no rest. Behold, the land of the Chaldeans, this people which was not Assyria founded if a wild beast of the desert. They set up its towers. They raised up its houses. They brought it to ruin. Well, you ships of Tyre, for your strength is laid waste. Now it shall come to pass in that day that Tyre will be forgotten 70 years according to the days of one king. At the end of 70 years, it will happen to Tyre as in the song of the harlot. Take a harp, go about the city, you forgotten harlot. Make sweet melodies, sing many songs, that you may be remembered. And it shall be at 70 years that the Lord will deal with her. She will return to her hire and commit fornication with all the kingdoms of the world in the face of the earth. Her gain and her pay will be set apart for the Lord. It will not be treasured nor laid up for her gain. It will be for those who dwell before the Lord to eat sufficiently and for fine clothing. We all have to be very careful, because this is not just, this is a understanding that we all will go through. We all will have our moments. But God, Chapter 24 of Isaiah, behold, the Lord makes the earth empty and makes it waste, destroyed, scatters abroad its inhabitants, and it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with his master, as with the maid, so with the mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the creditor, so with the debtor. The land shall be entirely emptied and utterly plundered. For the Lord has spoken this word. the Lord has spoken this word. Increase as I decrease, Father. The earth mourns and fades away. The world languishes and fades away. The hardy people of the earth languish. The earth is also defiled under its inhabitants because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore, the curse has devoured the earth, and those who dwell in it are desolate. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men are left. The new wine fails, the vine languishes, all the merry-hearted die. The mirth of the tambourine ceases, the noise of the jubilant ends, the joy of the heart ceases. They shall not drink wine with a song. Strong drink is bitter to those who drink it. The city of confusion is broken down. Every house is shut up so that none may go in. There is a cry for wine in the streets. All joy is darkened. The mirth of the land is gone. In the city, desolation is left, and the gate is stricken with destruction. When it shall be thus in the midst of the land among the people, it shall be like the shaking of an olive tree, like the gleaning of grapes when the vintage is done. They shall lift up their voice, they shall sing for the majesty of the Lord. They shall cry aloud from the sea. Therefore glorify the Lord in the dawning light. The name of the Lord God of Israel is the coastland of the sea. From the ends of the earth we have heard songs. Glory to the righteous. But I said, I am ruined, ruined. Woe to me. The treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Indeed, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon you, O inhabitants of the earth, and it shall be that he who flees from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. And he who comes up from the midst of the pit, for the windows from on high are open, and the foundation of the earth are shaken. The foundations of the earth are shaken. Earthquakes. Tsunamis. Tornadoes. Wildfires. Volcanic eruptions. All of these things are shaking up the foundation of the earth. The earth is violently broken. The earth is split open. The earth is shaken exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard and shall totter like a hunt. Like hot, it shall totter. Its transgression shall be heavy upon it, and it will fail. It will fall and not rise again. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will punish on high the host of exalted ones, and on the earth the kings of the earth. They will be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit. They will be shut up in the prison. After many days they will be punished. Then the moon will be disgraced and the sun ashamed. For the Lord of hosts will reign on Mount Zion in Jerusalem and before his elders gloriously. And a couple of life lessons. And as always, I, given my disclaimer, I am coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for each day of the year. I am coming out of the King James Version because it is just easier to understand than the thems, the thous, and the those, and the whatever. Even though I am also still, don't get it twisted, I am still a King James reader. But I do love New King James. And I have to give my disclaimer, I am not paid by In Touch Ministries. I am not giving any money to say that you should buy this Bible. But I say, you should buy this Bible. It is an absolutely awesome Bible to have for your meditation. You know, the Word of God tells us that we should meditate on it day and night. This is a great Bible to meditate on the Word of God day and night. So if you don't have it, you can get it. And my next disclaimer, I am not paid or given advertisement by ChristianBooks.com. But I will say this, you need to get to ChristianBooks.com while they are having one of their many Bible sales and buy this Bible. It is a great Bible to have in your biblical arsenal. You should have many Bibles in your biblical arsenal because you never know when you got this, our weapon of choice as men and women of God, as members of the way, as followers of Jesus, who is the Christ. Not religious, but I love the Lord. And I'm not going to get caught up in the man-made ideologies of today. We got to stand firm on loving God, on loving his people, on being believers that you should help others, that you should care about others, that you should be there for those that are in need. God wants us to be where we are for purposes and reasons. You never know what God is going to do for you and what God is going to use you to do for someone else. But as far as the life lessons in our Bible come from Dr. Stanley, and I will tell you, they are anointed, appointed, and right on point, and right on today. I'm like, wow, I was going to say that, and Dr. Stanley already beat me to it. So now I just read the commentary that Dr. Stanley gives me, because I tell you, it all fits in, and it's all absolutely awesome. God is using that awesome man of God. And I tell you this, he is everything that we need for such a season and such a time as this. So trust God today, family. Keep believing. Keep knowing that God got you covered from the crowns of your head to the soles of your feet. Believe. Believe and believe some more. Hallelujah. And let's get into this life lesson for Isaiah chapter 24, verse 6. The curse has devoured the earth, and those who dwell in it are desolate. Sin not only destroys us spiritually, it also plays havoc with the earth. Paul says the whole creation groans and labors with birth pains. And that is in Romans chapter 8, verse 22, and looks forward to its day of redemption. But when we go into Romans chapter 8, I tell you, it covers a whole plethora. And it talks about from suffering to glory. When we look at the whole entire section from verse 18 to verse 29, you know, get an opportunity, read it. You know, because the earth is getting ready to birth something. And I love it because I know it's out of our Old Testament reading, but I just got to pull this in. And it says, I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because of the creation itself, also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pains together until now. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves eagerly, waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Hallelujah. Likewise, verse 28 of chapter 8 of Romans. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, but we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us, groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Praise the Lord. And we know one of my favorite scriptures besides Joshua 1:5 and 1:9, and that is that we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Can y'all say to me, praise the Lord, this morning? Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, family. I didn't mean to preach today, but God's word just does something to my spirit. I get all giddied up. I get all excited. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your son, most heavenly Father. And as we get into Isaiah 24 and 20, its transgression shall be heavy upon it. The prophets speak about the days of the Lord, a horrific destruction, planet-wide judgment, and fierce divine wrath. Jesus said, unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. And if you want to find that, it's in Matthew chapter 24. And when we go back there, it talks about the tribulation. And it says, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel, the prophet, standing in the holy place, wherever, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time. No one nor ever shall be. No. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but days will be shortened. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even that elect. See, I have told you beforehand. The Lord has given us warning. He has given us warning of what is to come. We got to be vigilant in this season. Isaiah chapter 25 through chapter 26, verse 21. Oh, Lord, and this is our title, comes from this chapter of our service today, of our Bible study. Oh, Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. Can y'all say that with me? Oh, Lord, you are my God. We got to make it personal. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsel of old are faithfulness and truth. For you have made a city a ruin, a fortified city of ruin, a palace of the foreigners to be a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, the strong people will glorify you. The city of the terrible nations will fear you, for you have been a strength to the poor. Come on now. A strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat, for the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. You will reduce the noise of aliens as heat in the shadow of a cloud. the song of the terrible ones will be diminished. And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice seasons, a feast of wine on the leaves, of fat things full of marrow, a well-refined wine on the leaves, and he will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of all his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken, and it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation, the Lord. Can you say Jesus? Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. For on this mountain, the hand of the Lord will rest, and Moab shall be trampled down underfoot under him, as straw is trampled down for the refugee. And he will spread out his hands in the midst, as a swimmer reaches out to swim, and he will bring down their pride together with the trickery of their hands. The fortress of the high fort of your walls he will bring down, lay low, and bring to the ground, down to the dust. Whew, God does not play. He tells it like it is, and like it is, it will be. Chapter 26 of Isaiah the prophet. In that day, the song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. For he brings down those who dwell on high, the lofty city. He lays it low. He lays it low to the ground. He brings it down to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness, almost upright. You weigh the path of the just, yes, in the way of your judgment. O Lord, we have waited for you. The desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you. With my soul, I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me, I will seek you early. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. This has got to be our lament. And I read it again because it's filling me up. The way of the just is uprightness, almost upright. The way, the path of the just, yes, in the way of your judgment. Oh, Lord, we have waited for you. The desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you. With my soul, we got to make it personal. Just like Isaiah said, with my soul, I have desired you in the night. Yes, my spirit within me, I will seek you early, every day, 6, 7 a.m., 4 in the morning, whatever time the Lord wakes me up, I seek his presence. Yes, by my spirit within me, I will seek you early. But when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness, not hatefulness, not cold-heartedness, but righteousness. We got to be righteous because our daddy is watching. Let grace be shown to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. in the land of uprightness, he will and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when your hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they will see and be ashamed for their envy of people. Yes, the fire of your enemies shall devour them. Lord, you will establish peace for us, for you have also done all our work in us. O Lord, our God, Master, we guide you, have had dominion over us, but by you only we make mention of your name. They are dead, they will not live. They are deceased, they will not rise. Therefore, you have punished and destroyed them and made all their memory to perish. You have increased the nation, O Lord. You have increased the nation. You are glorified. You have expanded all the borders of the land. Lord, in trouble, they have visited you. They poured out a prayer when your chastening was upon them. As a woman with child is in pain and cries out in her pain, when she draws near the time of her delivery, so have we been in your sight, O Lord. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not accomplished any deliverance in the earth. Nor have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Your dead shall live. Together with my dead body, they shall arise. Awake and sing, you who dwell in dust. For your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourselves, as it were, for a little moment until that indignation is past. For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth will also disclose her blood and will no more cover her slain. And a few life lessons from Isaiah 25 to 26, verse 21. In Isaiah 25 and 4, you have been a refuge from the storm. And as you go and read that whole chapter, it says this, the whole verse, it says, but you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat. For the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against a wall. And Dr. Stanley tells us, and I love this verse, whatever we need God to be for us, he is. He gives strength to the weak, shelter to the homeless, shade to those fainting in the scorching sun. Our Redeemer is all to us. And more throughout the Bible, God promises to act on behalf of those who wait for him. In the act of waiting, we demonstrate that we believe the promises of God and that we trust him to fill them all. Can you say amen? Thank you, Lord. I'm expecting. You got to have an expecting. I'm expecting God to do great things in my life. Because I'm going to work before it's day for God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 26 and 8. The desire of our soul is for your name. God designed us to enjoy a heart-to-heart closeness with him. And we find our life, highest calling and priority in coming to know him intimately and love him deeply. As Mary wrote the song, you love God, you don't love God, what's wrong with you? I love God, you don't love God, what's wrong with you? You got to look at folks and I love God. You know, and I just say, Ron Reagan Jr., you don't love God, what's wrong with you? As you said, hell has, but you're not afraid of hell. Okay, well, if you don't love God, that's where you're going. Not trying to say his words, not mine, that he wasn't afraid of going to hell. And that he was a card-carrying atheist, and he didn't care what anybody thought. Well, I'm not going to tell you what to do. That's between you and the God you don't believe in. With Judgment Day code. Again, Mary said it. I love God. You don't love God. What's wrong with you? Just say. Isaiah 25:26-12. Lord, you will establish peace for us. To live the Christian life is to allow Jesus to live. His life in us and through us. I got to read that again and say it. Thank you. One more time. To live the Christian life is to allow Jesus, I will say our Lord and Savior, to live his life in us and through us. Because the only Jesus somebody may meet is you. That means that all we accomplish through his Spirit. And that kind of wonderful partnership results in peace. Can the church say amen this morning? In this Isaiah word today. And let us go to Isaiah chapter 27. And it says this. In that day the Lord with his severe sword, great and strong, will punish Leviathan the fleeing serpent, Leviathan the twisted serpent, and he will slay the reptile that is in the sea. In that day, sing to her a vineyard of red wine. I, the Lord, keep it. I water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I keep it night and day. Fury is not in me. Who would set rash and thorns against me in battle? I will go through them. I will burn them together. Oh, let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me. And he shall make peace with me. Those who come, he shall cause to take root in Jacob. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. Has he struck Israel as he struck those who struck him? Or has he been slain according to the slaughter of those who were slain by him? In measure by sending it away. You contended with it. He removed it by his rough wind in the day of the east wind. Therefore, by this iniquity of Jacob will be covered, all the fruit of taking away his sin. When he makes all the stones of the altar like chalk stones that are beaten to dust, when the images and incense altar shall be not stand, yet the fortified city will be desolate, then the habitation forsaken and left like a wilderness. There the calf will feed, and there it will lie down, and consume its branches. When it falls or withers, they will be broken off. The women come and set them on fire, but it is a people of no understanding. Therefore, he who made them will not have mercy on them, and he who formed them will show them no favor. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will thrash from the channel of the river to the brook of Egypt, and you will be gathered one by one, O you children of Israel. So it shall be in that day the great trumpet will be blown. They will come who are about to perish in the land of Assyria, and they who are outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem. Woe to the, chapter 28, woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which is at the head of the violent valleys. So those who are overcome with wine, behold, the Lord has a mighty and strong one, like a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, like a flood of mighty waters overflowing. Who will bring them down to the earth with his hand? The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, will be trampled underfoot, and the glorious beauty is a fading flower, which is at the head of the vibrant valley, like the first fruit before the summer, which an observer sees. He eats it up while it is still in his hand. In the day the Lord of hosts will be for a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty to the of his people, for a spirit of justice to him who sits in judgment, and for strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate. But they also have erred through wine and through intoxicating drink are out of the way. The freak and the prophet swallowed up by wine. They are out of the way through intoxicating drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filth. No place is clean. Whom will he teach knowledge? And whom will he make to understand the message? Those just weaned from milk. Those just drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue, he will speak to his people, to whom he said, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, but the word of the Lord was to them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backwards and be broken, ensnared and caught. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scornful men who rule this people who are in Jerusalem, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death and with Sheol. We are in agreement. So they're in agreement with hell. When the overflowing scourge passes through, it will not come to us, but we have made lies our refuge. And under falsehood, we have hidden ourselves. We better understand he is not playing. In Isaiah 28 and 5, the Lord of hosts will be for a crown and glory and diadem of beauty to the remnant of his people. Do you consider the Lord your greatest treasure, your most precious possession, the deepest joy of your heart? He longs to be closer to us than parents make our children. We are his treasure, and he wants to be ours. And that is our word for today. We have read this morning, starting in the book of Isaiah. And we have been in Isaiah all morning. And we have started in Isaiah chapter 23, verse 1, through Isaiah chapter 28, verse 29. And I pray that the Lord adds a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word this morning. We will be back together, God willing, on Sunday, and we will be in Psalms, Proverbs, and 2 Corinthians, starting at chapter 8. So please join me, if time permits, on Sunday. There is no blog on Saturday. It is the Sabbath, and I listen to word on that day myself. So I thank God for all of you and ask him to bless you, to guide you, to lead you. And may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other in Jesus' name. I pray over you and yours. And before we get out of here, some words of prayer from my little prayer book that I just absolutely love and love sharing with you. So if the opportunity, get you a 365 Days of Prayer for Life. You can find it at Christian Books, and you can also find it at Amazon. And so if there is anyone that has a word that would like to speak, now is the time to dial 213-943-3597. You can listen in on that number, or you can just call that number just to say good morning. So to everybody, good morning. I pray that you have a blessed and glorious day. And let's get into our prayer for this morning on this 16th day of September. And it says, access to wisdom. Call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Jeremiah 33 and 3 NRSV. Great counselor, You have all the wisdom I am seeking. You have the answers to difficulties that seem impossible to resolve. I need your divine problem solving in my life more than I need anything else today. I lay out every difficulty before you. I'm so grateful that you welcome me in. You are never distracted when I need you. I am confident that as I consult with you, you will give me all the peace I need, even if there is no quick fix. Ooh, come on now, this is for me. May I never reject your wisdom that seems too simple. It doesn't have to be complex or difficult to be right. When I am looking for a step-by-step plan and you ask me a clarifying question, may I not stop, but instead take the time to answer. I won't be surprised if the answer I'm seeking is for it in the pudding, in the party. Every present one, thank you for your constant help when I need it. And the question today is this. What do you need wisdom for today? Think that through. And I love this word for tomorrow. And it's this. You alone. No one is holy like the Lord. On time word. I say it again. No one is holy like the Lord. And our title for this morning. Oh Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. Oh Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. And I say again, you alone. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. 1 Samuel chapter 2 NLT. Almighty God, you stand alone in power. Who is like you? I marvel at your wonderful mercy that you extend to all. The depth of your love no one can discover. There is no end to the kindness that you show to you people. Father, I needed to be reminded of just how big you are. I'm caught up in the details of my circumstances. It's so easy to feel like the little bumps of mountains. But when I look at your vast creation and your mindful care over each detail, I can breathe a sigh of relief. No one can get in your way or keep me away from your world. Thank you, God. There's no obstacle too large that you can't simply flick away with your finger. With renewed perspective, I can go through my day knowing that you will take care of every detail that I overlook. The strength of your love is my greatest resource. And a question as we end this week for us. I thank God again for all of you this morning. A word from my sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, and then it is a wrap. And our word for yesterday, because I want to make sure we get it all in. If God can bring you to it, come on now. We just talked about that all through our Isaiah words. If God can bring you to it, he will take you through it. He has you. And I had a thankful Thursday. And I thank God for all of you. And for this morning, God will put you back together and make you stronger right in front of the people that broke you. For his glory, have a fantastic Friday, family. Keep it God in everything you do. And I want to read again one more time today's word from my sister in Christ, from Carolyn Skip this morning. God will put you back together and make you stronger right in front of the people that broke you. For his glory, have a fantastic Friday. Bring God in everything you do. Ask God to go in before you do. And watch God work miracles. Down signs and wonders for you. I've seen him work. Experience the miracles of God. And all I can say is, thank you, Lord. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. And I'm truly blessed to be a child of God. And I thank you for each and every one of you that listen live and listen later. And I ask my Father God to bless you exponentially, to guide you, to lead you, to help you to be better in your struggle, in your walk with Christ Jesus. I look up, giving him honor, giving him glory, and giving him praise. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we, his children, rejoice and are glad in it. Thank you, Father God, for a wonderful word. Thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy towards each and every one of us. Lord, I lift up all those that will be going to football games and doing all the things that families do on this weekend. I ask you to watch over them, to bless them, to guide them, to lead them, and Lord God, I ask you to give them strength, to guide and lead them, and help them to be better. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, all families. As we say, I'm moving forward. It is a wrap. Why? Because this stuff got to go to work. I got to pay bills. I love you all. Have a great day. And keep God first. And remember, as we go through, we just say to God, oh, Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. And if we go further, I will praise your name. For you have done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Trust God today, and know he will not steal you wrong. Have a blessed day, family. As we say, it is a wrap, because I got to go to work. Love you all. Be blessed.